Chapter 5. The Ghost. Jack was terrified. Suddenly he heard a noise and the door of the tomb started to open slowly. A white figure appeared at the door.
Oh no! It's a ghost!
Suddenly Jack heard the church clock.
It's midnight. Where are Tom and Danny?
Jack ran very quickly to a big tree. He jumped behind the tree and tried to hide, but he bumped into something behind the tree. The thing moved.
Ah!
Jack shouted.
What are you...
The thing put a hand over Jack's mouth.
Let me go!
Jack tried to escape.
Shh! It's only us.
Jack looked and saw that the thing was Tom and Danny.
Did you see the white figure?
Yes,
said Tom and Danny. They were very frightened.
We can see it now. There it is. Look.
The three boys watched the white figure come slowly out of the tomb and move towards them. They heard strange, loud noises. Clank, clank.
It's a ghost,
said Tom.
And it's got lots of chains.
The noises got louder. Clank, clank.
Come on, we must escape from here.
But we can't escape. We have to go past the ghost. But maybe we can climb this tree and hide.
The boys climbed the tree. A cloud covered the moon again for a short time, and the night was very dark. Suddenly, the ghost bumped into a small tomb and fell on the grass.
Ow! My leg!
The three boys looked at each other.
Did you hear that?
Said Danny quietly. The ghost tried to stand up.
Ow, my leg!
It said again.
I don't know what you two think, but I don't think that's a ghost.
The three boys climbed down from the tree and stood behind it. They looked at the ghost and saw that a white sheet covered it. Suddenly, a shiny gold ring appeared from under the white sheet and rolled along the grass.
Stupid ring,
said a man's voice. The ghost took off the white sheet and stood up.
Wow,
said Tom.
It isn't a ghost. It's a short, fat man.
The man wore black trousers and a black sweater, and he had a big black bag in his hand. He took the shiny gold ring from the grass and he put it in the black bag. The bag was full of shiny things and the boys saw that it was very heavy.
Look, there are lots of gold necklaces in that bag.
And a pair of silver candlesticks.
Oh no! He's a burglar.
Danny, go and phone the police.
Danny ran quickly to the gates.